To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
John Fanta coming up in just about 40 minutes here. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. I am still fighting through potentially choking to death. Yeah. So if you'd like to see a plus-size man maybe fighting for his life, 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. It's not apparent yet, but if I have another coughing fit, it will be, because about a minute out from this segment, I think JP and Jax were both like, all right, this could happen. Been waiting on it, but it could happen right now.
Jax had a lot more alarms and sirens go off in his head than I did, if I'm being honest about it.
He seemed, I think you've seen me.
I've just seen you choke, I think, or come close. Now, is there a food? Like, I always think this is funny. So Elise just can't do popcorn.
Yeah.
She just can't. She just, anytime she tries to go, it just ends up with her choking
awesome.
In some sort of way. And it just, she just knows. She's like, it just doesn't even play around with it. Is there a food for you that is like that?
Anything with like powdered anything, or like anything that when I inhale immediately goes on my vocal cords.
Yeah.
That's the thing that triggers my asthma.
I've ever told you the story about me almost dying when I was like 15 years old.
No.
Based off of choking. So I was playing cards with a buddy at a whole group of buddies at our buddy Tim Nossum's house. And Tim Nossum's dad had like the largest beef jerky collection you could ever imagine. So anytime we played cards over there, it was just a free for all with beef jerky. But I was 15 and I couldn't handle the idea of unlimited free beef jerky. And so
I'm 40 and couldn't handle
it. Yeah. So I just put a whole bunch in my mouth and I went for it. And I'll never forget, like, we're playing cards, legitimately just start doing what you did about a minute ago.
Yeah.
And and everyone's just sitting there. And they're all just looking at me.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm hitting myself as hard as I can. Like, I'm trying to make this thing. It's like 30 seconds of going. And I'm like, I'm going to die here.
Yep.
No one jumped up. No one attempted to do anything. And then ultimately, I was able to punch myself enough to then just have it spit out all on the table in front of the chips and everything like that. It was gross.
Show me your tricks, big boy.
My immediate reaction was, where the hell were you guys?
Yeah, that's fair.
What the hell?
That's fair.
My buddy Jim Cronister was like, I was starting to get up.
He was not.
You weren't.
Yeah.
No, you weren't, Jim. You weren't.
The problem with being
sat there.
My size is everyone's like, he's got it covered. You know? I definitely had one of those like 2 months ago at the house where I was like, you heard this sound. Because I just couldn't get air in.
Yeah.
And everybody was like looking on their phone. I'm like, this is how I'm going to die? I'm going to watch people watching crappy reels while I expire here in real time. And there's a part of me that's like, bleep it. Die. Show them. Show them how to ignore you. And then Vanessa was like, well, I heard a little something, but you're a big guy. I figured you'd just work it out. And I'm like, that's not how choking works.
It's amazing how few people want to just get up and try to do something. I've told you the story about me being at the restaurant. I was at this restaurant before, and this person started choking. And they got up, and they were clearly choking. Like, they were going. That was it. And like 15 seconds went by, nobody got up at all. So I ran over there, and I did the Heimlich, and then I couldn't get it out. My buddy Woody, he was there, and I had to be like, Woody, like, get over here, help me out. And then he came over, and then he got it and got it out of her. She ended up going to the hospital and everything. It was a whole ordeal. But like, I'll never forget the waiter legitimately saw her choking, looked at her, gave like a and then just turned and went to go back to the kitchen.
Bold.
As if it was
Bold.
Just like a common thing that happens.
Yeah, it's all fun and games when somebody's choking until it's James Franklin.
He gave the I don't get paid enough I don't get paid enough to handle this.
I feel like that's like the running into the burning building to save somebody. Like, that's the all-time flex. If you stop somebody from choking, you've assisted them and saved their life. One, they kind of owe you whatever you want. Two, how would you not tell everyone? Like, if I was your buddy Woody, I'd just be telling everyone, like, you know, I had this, it was a really scary incident. But,
well,
you know,
I mean, well, the reality of the situation is I had to basically bully Woody into even doing anything because I couldn't get it done.
Well, now it seems like you're trying to get a little more of the credit here for saving this woman's life.
I wanted credit. I wanted credit in the moment, if I'm being honest about
when
it.
When you didn't have the
whole,
you know,
room of people, nobody got up, nobody did anything except for me. I wanted credit in the moment. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
But you weren't strong enough to get the job done.
I don't think it was a strong thing. I think it was a technique thing. My technique wasn't good enough.
Well, how? What is your technique?
Well, my technique in the moment, honestly, was
just slap her on the back.
No. I went from behind and I did it from like the stomach where you go and
we got YouTube. Can you just show the people?
Now I'm grabbing my stomach the way you grabbed your stomach.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I did it. What do you think? I just started hitting her from behind like she's a toddler?
You're not going to out-freak this freak.
I guarantee you, if I put this paw into the middle of somebody's back and they're choking, they won't be choking any longer. I might break their back, but
no,
they won't
I, like,
be choking.
Picked her, I picked her up and everything. It was going from like from the stomach, like just legitimately, just legitimately trying to,
your boy
trying
took
to save her life.
No, I know.
And she was yelling the entire time, like,
yeah,
somebody.
Because somebody grabbed
somebody
her.
Help me.
From behind.
And the little bit she could actually speak, she was, somebody help me. Somebody help me. She was,
yeah,
it was insane.
She was being attacked by JP.
It was not an attack. It was the only way
she
to.
She wasn't choking.
How do you think Woody eventually got it to work?
Picked her up.
No, that's not true. We watched 30 seconds of people just not doing anything. It was the motion where I lost him here. It was the motion of trying to simulate the actual technique.
I've already deadpanned to the camera
segment. Have you ever done that technique on anybody?
Yeah, my dad.
Your dad, okay.
I was 10 years old. My dad was 375 pounds.
How did that technique look?
Like, I was a man. I'll tell you this right now. At 10, my dad was choking in the kitchen and like panicking. I saw it, and I grabbed my dad around the belly, and I just picked the dude up, and I just popped him on the stomach, and it just flew out. And then I set him down, and we both looked like, holy crap, a 10-year-old just picked up a grown-ass man. And my dad never spanked me again because he knew it was possible.
That got him to stop spanking you?
No, I mean, yes. Well, my dad was not a big spanker anyways. I was just a funny way of telling the story that my dad realized he was raising a bear of a man as a son.
I once told my neighbor, the same neighbor that you think was trying to seduce me, my 75-year-old neighbor. At one point, she was like...
It's grooming. Grooming is the word we're using.
I don't know how the topic came up, but I was definitely...
I'm sure she brought it up.
It was some oddity. And then all of a sudden...
Grabbed you from behind.
I was telling her like, the only time I ever got hit by my dad was... and I was like, he's hit me. And her eyes perked up. And I'm like, yeah, he's hit me. And she's like, well, how did he hit you? And she took it like very seriously, the way that you should when like an 8-year-old is telling you about how they're being hit by their dad. And I'm like, no, he hit me because like I was choking on Fruit Loops and he picked me upside down and just started hitting me to basically save my life. And she's like, I wouldn't phrase it that way. And I'm like, all right, Mama Pat.
I imagine that she was like the female Herbert from Family Guy.
I don't know why you think of this sweet, sweet lady that was friends with what turned out to now be the Pope, by the way, and was just a real...
Yeah, no
community
idea.
Figure and a real. Well,
nothing
she's a lady.
In the Catholic Church.
She's a lady.
Might have set up
the women aren't the problem. The women aren't the problem in the Catholic Church.
Okay, I believe you.
They're not the problem. There's a lot of problems.
It was just a kindly old woman that took an interest in you at a small age.
She thought I was going to be a priest.
Yeah, I bet she did.
She thought I was going to be a priest. Seventh, eighth grade.
Could have been a winner.
She told my parents. She's like, I think he's going to end up being a priest.
Yeah.
I laughed when they said that. I'm like, that's not happening. Just because I'm an altar boy doesn't mean I'm going to end up being a priest. Yeah, got any jokes off of that one?
I got all of them.
You got jokes off of me being an altar boy?
I got all of them, and I'm just going to keep them holstered.
And everything was on the up and up in my church, so it tells you what happens there.
So now how did she pick you up? Was it one of these two?
Delicately.
216-474-992.
With only the touch of a 75-year-old woman can, Nick.
I so badly want to say the joke, but I'm just not ready for the repercussions.
All right, Nick's thing's in like seventh grade. I lost my virginity to my 75-year-old neighbor.
I don't think that.
It's just a thing.
Seems very interesting that you brought it up, though. Congrats on all
she
your
did.
Success.
She thought I was going to be a priest.
Yeah, bet she did.
She really thought I was going to be a priest.
Saw a lot of potential in you.
Yep, sure did.
What's the right read on the Browns' deadline approach? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.